Hello, I'm Justine Green with the BBC News. The United Nations Special Envoy Staffan de Mistura is due in Moscow for talks with the Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov as part of efforts to salvage a ceasefire in Syria. Airstrikes on the northern city of Aleppo have pushed a truce agreed in February to the point of collapse, Fahano Dawood reports.
The ceasefire brokered by the United States and Russia in February is under severe threat. While agreeing in theory to support a cessation of hostilities, Russia has done little to rein in President Assad's forces around Aleppo. The Syrian military was blamed for an attack on a hospital last week which killed dozens of people. There have also been rebel attacks on government-held areas. While the talks continue, civilians in Aleppo suffer. At least 250 people, including dozens of children, are reported to have been killed on both sides of divided Aleppo over the past fortnight.
One of the world's biggest banks, HSBC, has reported a sharp fall in profits for the first 3 months of the year. They slipped to $6.1 billion, down 14% compared with the same period last year. A new report says the Gulf of Guinea off the West African coast has become the most dangerous region in the world for seafarers because of an increase in the number of pirate attacks and the level of violence used. The study by the US-based group Oceans Beyond Piracy says pirates increasingly kidnap for ransom. John Steed is the group's regional manager for the Horn of Africa, where the threat from Somali pirates has decreased in recent years.
Pirates all over the world are very adaptable. You know, we've seen off Somalia as naval activities increased and the use of armed guards to protect merchant ships has made their job more difficult. They then shifted to other types of attacks on fishing vessels. And we've seen 5 fishing vessels captured by Somali pirates in 2015. And we still have 41 hostages still being held on land in Somalia.
John Steed from the Oceans Beyond Piracy Group. Leicester City Football Club, whose entire squad cost less than a single player at some of its better-known rivals, has won the English Premier League. Leicester were 5,000-1 outsiders to win at the start of the season. From Leicester City, here's Andy Swiss.
It was the night the so-called impossible dream became a glorious reality as thousands of fans descended on Leicester's King Power Stadium to celebrate one of sport's most remarkable achievements. Earlier, they'd watched nervously on TV as Tottenham looked for a win which would prolong the title race. But Chelsea's late equaliser ended their hopes, and for the Leicester players, it was time to party. It has been some journey. Barely a year ago, Leicester were bottom of the table. By turning the traditional Premier League hierarchy on its head, they've won headlines and admirers around the world.
You're listening to World News from the BBC. King Felipe of Spain is due to formally dissolve Parliament later, clearing the way for fresh elections to be held after months of political stalemate. The vote, scheduled for the end of June, follows the failure of rival parties to form a coalition in the wake of inconclusive elections in December. The emergence of 2 new political movements, Podemos and Ciudadanos, has undermined support for Spain's traditional 2-party system. A Somali asylum seeker who set herself alight in an Australian offshore detention centre on the Pacific island of Nauru has been transferred to a hospital in Brisbane. 21-year-old Hodein Yassin is suffering from critical injuries. It's the second self-immolation incident at the Nauru facility in less than a week. A senator from Australia's Green Party, Sarah Hanson-Young, criticised her country's policy of detaining asylum seekers in the offshore centres.
This is the ridiculous situation we are in, that these are people who have had their claims assessed, they've been found to be refugees, therefore they deserve to be looked after and given an opportunity to rebuild their lives. We shouldn't be having them languishing on Nauru even now, let alone for years and years to come.
Worsening pollution in Mexico City has prompted the authorities to order 40% of cars to keep off the roads on Tuesday. Some industrial plants have also been told to cut emissions. The Mexican capital, which usually has more than 4 million cars on its roads, is facing a combination of high temperatures and low winds, which has added to long-standing problems with air quality. A solar-powered plane, which is attempting to fly around the world, fueled only by the sun, has completed the latest stage of its journey. The Solar Impulse landed in the US state of Arizona after a 16-hour flight from California. The aircraft plans 2 more stops in the US before attempting to cross the Atlantic. BBC News.